USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Southern Baptist Convention published a list overnight of hundreds of clergy and other church staff members who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse.
Southern Baptist asked for this, demanded this, and put in place for myself as the new president to appoint a task force that ultimately would hire the firm to investigate. And then we had to go through an arduous process of removing all legal barriers so that that investigation would be thorough and complete.
Southern Baptist Convention President Ed Litton on ABC News this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not attend Friday's National Rifle Association convention and instead make a return trip to Uvalde, Texas, the rural town devastated by an elementary school shooting this week. Abbott will record video remarks that will be shown at the NRA convention in Houston, Texas. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
67-year-old Ray Liotta has died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while filming another movie called Dangerous Waters. Tim Gray, Senior Vice President of Variety on Fox 5 New York.
He's one of those character actors that are really the foundation of Hollywood movies.
When will the United States send troops to Ukraine to protect the newly opened embassy?
With the U.S. embassy in Ukraine reopening for the first time since Russia invaded, officials are discussing the possibility of sending troops back to the country to guard the embassy. In a news conference Thursday, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby reiterated President Biden's position to keep American forces out of a combat role.
Nothing has changed about the president's direction that U.S. troops will not be fighting in this war in Ukraine. That has not changed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Monday's Memorial Day will recognize those that gave all. Jason Mieres on Fox News is the Virginia Attorney General in a state heavily influenced by the military.
Listen, it is something as simple as when you go to the grocery store here in my hometown and you'll see those that have the scars of wars that are amputees and you interact with family friends that their husband has to be deployed for the next 6 to 9 months on a carrier fighting overseas. And so we do come together here in Virginia, and I have a mentor and a friend who's a Marine who made this remark to me one time. He said, listen, if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you go among those Stars of Davids and those crosses, you know, there's not an R or a D next to anyone's name. And so never forget, someone maybe thinks differently than you politically has given the last full measure of devotion to this amazing country. And as we come up on Memorial Day, I think it's so important that we recognize the sacrifices, that we have a military fighting force unlike any others.
A meteor storm of 1,000 shooting stars per hour may light up the skies over North America next week. The Tau Herculids meteor shower is scheduled for May 30th and 31st. There's a chance we might pass through the thickest part of the comet fragments that is creating the debris, but NASA cautioned if the comet that spawned the storm has debris traveling slower than 220 miles per hour, then nothing will make it to Earth and there will be no meteors from this comet. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.